Robin Swan is on the line as well. He's Ulster Unionist, sits in the Department of Culture's committee. Did the fact that Mary McArdle was under such a spotlight, Robin, did that make for awkwardnesses, difficult meetings perhaps, or was it one of those situations where this whole row was going outside the walls of Stormont, but that inside everything just went on as normal?
Wendy, I've never been at a meeting where Mary McArdle actually appeared, you know, and I described her appointment last year as a calculated insult to victims, and I think, you know, echoing what has already been said there, her appointment actually exposed the hypocrisy of Sinn Féin and their arrogance on their insensitivity for their victims.
I mean, would a SPAD normally be at that kind of a meeting? Did all of this render her, in a way, useless, really?
For the two committees I sat on, DARD and DECAL, the SPADs have never been present, taking any sort of evidence of that. But again, it's the influence that was there, and I think, you know, it's the sign and the hypocrisy that Sinn Féin sent out. No, she should never have been put in that post, and she'll not be missed. But I think one of the things that we need to see here is, will Sinn Féin actually learn from her appointment?
How will you tell?
You know, when we see who they put back in their place. You know, if they have learned, they will take this opportunity to put somebody in there who's actually capable and competent of the position and not use it, I think, has all been referred to, you know, as using it as a political manoeuvre or a political signal that they're still prepared as the main nationalist party to use the appointments that were within their power to further enhance their cause.
Mary has called in from Derry about this. Hello, Mary.
Afternoon, Wendy.
What do you think?